I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's true. All Republicans, all Democrats, all politicians lie. But the lies of Kamala Harris involve exaggerations of statistics or policies or what she has done or what she didn't do. The lies of Kamala Harris are more indicative of the lies that all politicians tell. But her lies don't compare to the spectacular lies based in fantasy land that ex-President Donald Trump is entertaining us with during the campaign of 2024. You know, we have an update on one of the most recent fantasies that Donald Trump continues to tell, even though it is absolutely not true, and there's no evidence supporting what he's saying. But he continues to lie, even though it's sheer fantasy. So as part of the Barbershop series on the Fox News Channel, Donald Trump was asked by a parent of a five-year-old what Donald Trump plans to do if he's elected about the failing schools in areas like the Bronx in New York. And Trump acknowledged that our schools are failing and expressed the opinion that the Department of Education is failing our schools, and maybe it's not even necessary. And I think there's an argument for getting rid of the Department of Education, but that's a topic for another show. But it was Trump's answer to the question about what he would do, if he is elected president in less than 2 weeks. Well, no, actually 2 weeks from today. And it made me realize that, you know, Trump is living in fantasy land with so many of these lies. And sadly, people believe it. In answering the question about what he would do as president to fix our failing schools, Trump said that he would stop transgender surgeries from taking place at schools in America. He said, quote, "You know, they take your kid. There are some places your boy leaves school and comes home a girl. Okay, without parental consent." All right, this would be comedy if it weren't true that he says this, but it is true. He went on to say, "There," and I guess he's talking about the Democrats, "they're a threat." Could you imagine without parental consent? At first, what I was told was actually happening. I said, you know, it's an exaggeration. No, it's happening. It's happening in areas where it happens. Well, that makes a lot of sense. It's happening in areas where it happens. We're not going to let that happen. We're going to straighten things, a lot of things out. So imagine how the American parents feel when their son goes to school one day and returns home a girl. It seemed like a routine day. I could empathize with these parents who are hardworking parents. They're hardworking Americans, and they pay their taxes, and they don't break laws, and without their consent, the school takes their child to a hospital during school hours to have a sex change, making him a little girl. And imagine the shock of the parents of a little girl who innocently goes to school one day, and her parents pick her up in the drive-through line to find out that their little girl is now a little boy. Transgender operations should never happen in our schools, especially without parental consent, right? Fox and Friends aired Trump's brilliant suggestion of stopping these surgeries, and co-host Ainsley Earnhardt said, quote, "It is happening. It's unbelievable as a parent that you would not be notified for such a major decision." Now, I agree. No parent should drop their kid off at school and pick them up and their child's a different sex. I mean, that's deplorable. It's ridiculous. But here's the problem with Trump's idea of fixing our failing schools by stopping the schools from making children go through sex change operations without parental consent. The problem is, it's not happening. The problem is, it has never happened. Fact-checking by CNN and NBC found there is zero evidence that schools are changing young children's sex without parental consent. Even in states where gender-affirming surgery is legal for people under the age of 18, parental consent is always required. What doctor or hospital would risk a certain lawsuit that would follow if the school sent their child through gender-affirming surgery without the consent of parents? The fact is confirmed by the American Association of Medical Providers that this is not happening. In fact, most schools require parental consent if a student wants something as benign as Tylenol or Advil. And isn't it interesting that no one in the Trump campaign can offer any evidence whatsoever that Trump's allegation is true? The lie about schools ordering gender-affirming surgery for young students without parental consent, and the lie that about some American schools putting litter boxes in bathrooms for students that identify with being cats, which is also not true. These lies reach beyond the scope of traditional candidates lying about statistics and accomplishments. These lies about Haitian immigrants stealing and eating people's pets led to death threats and threats of violence. And some of the bizarre lies have consequences. A man in North Carolina refused to accept FEMA money when his home was destroyed by Hurricane Helene. Because of the lies that were told by Trump campaign and by MAGA people that FEMA is in a land grab mentality and it's connected to accepting help from FEMA. So this man did not accept help from FEMA because he was afraid that they were going to steal his land if he took the money. And Trump continues without any proof to say that FEMA is taking money allocated to Americans hit by Hurricane Helene and giving it to house illegal immigrants. It's not true. Again, not true. And the Trump campaign fails to provide any information whatsoever. Don't you think if they had information, they would love to give that to the media and say, see, we told you we're telling the truth. Ian, our senior producer of our show, yesterday on the show, made a comment about people going to his rallies to hear about policy. No, they don't go to hear about policy. They go to essentially hear a stand-up comedy routine. And then Trump now is dancing? Ian's right about that. Donald Trump's imagination has been working overtime with these fantasy-like lies. And I guess we should be grateful because they're so bizarre that they're actually entertaining. And what's most entertaining about these wild lies is that many people actually believe that they're true. The true story about George Washington chopping down the cherry tree supports the reality that all politicians lie. You know, we've heard the version, young George telling his dad, yes, I chopped down the cherry tree. Father, I cannot tell a lie. But here's the actual story of how it goes. George Washington's father saw the cherry tree chopped down. He approached his young son and said, George, did you chop down the cherry tree? To which young George looked up and replied, Dad, if I don't lie, how will I ever get to be president? So let's set the record straight here. Donald Trump's pants are on fire. And this latest lie about schools turning children into the other sex, what, during school hours? What, they take them in first period and take them to the hospital? They have a gender-affirming operation, and they're a different sex when the parents pick them up from school? You need to know that is a lie. It's not happening.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.